Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 14th of November of 2023. I am your host, the Miracle Man, tonight, coming to you live, actually from a hotel that I'm at here in Toledo, actually Maumee, Ohio. So I was actually teasing my mom about it tonight, telling her that it was Maumee, Ohio. And I don't know what to think or what she thinks of that. Okay, I know. She thinks it's funny, as do I. But, you know, I love it when I come to visit Toledo. And it's amazing how, like, when you go to a certain place, wherever it is, you know, certain people remember you. I just went to one of my favorite diner restaurants that I've been to. It's a place called Schmucker's. Been around since 1947. They have quite possibly the oldest working rotary phone in not just Toledo, not just Northwest Ohio, but quite possibly in the state of Ohio. Something else we saw that was even cooler. We saw something on the menu tonight, and it was so cool. We invite you to thank God for your meal with us. It said that on the menu at the Schmucker's restaurant on North Reynolds Road, Toledo, and that was really cool. It was very heartwarming, you know, that we saw that. And you know, and it shows. I mean, it's a cool thing when you see that on a restaurant menu that says, and it makes it seem like, don't be afraid to thank God for your food. Don't be afraid to pray over your food. Pray aloud. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid. Be ashamed of Jesus. One of, you know, the theme verse for Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference, even that is held at my church every July, is, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So I'd have a question for you. Is that you a Christian? Do people know that you're a Christian? Or do you sit under a shadow, more or less, and decide, well, I'm not sure I want to tell anybody? You know, do you just, you know, are you telling people about Jesus? You know, might not know. Or is part of why you're under a shadow, partly because maybe that person you think already knows. Or it could be the country you live in. Don't be afraid. I know, listeners, I know some of you that might be tuning tonight are tuning in from the battlefield. Some of you might be tuning in from the battlefield. And by the way, thank you for fighting for the cause of peace, for the cause of freedom. Thank you. If you're in harm's way, you know what you do about it? You pray. You pray to God. Don't be afraid. Well, they'll hear me. So what? People should know that you're a Christian. You shouldn't be ashamed of it. and you shouldn't be ashamed to tell other people. If you're ashamed to tell other people, if you're afraid to tell other people, then you'll be ashamed in front of God. If you're ashamed in front of others, you'll be ashamed in front of God. If you are ashamed in front of others, you know, you will be ashamed in front of Him. And may God protect you and give you peace and bring you strength to keep fighting the good fight. And call you home to your families, whatever country, you know, you live in, whatever war you might be in, you know, whether you're fighting the Israeli war or maybe you're with fighting the war of Russia, Ukraine, and all that. But regardless, you know, pray that this blessing of God's safety would be upon you, wherever you are, fighting for the cause of peace. And that you would get home to your family. And that's something that I pray for you, for those of you who are deployed, whether you're in the U.S. military or in some other country military, based on the country you live in. But no matter what the case may be, may God be there with you, and may God protect you, and may God's blessing be upon you. And so I was just, you know, I was just thinking about that on the way back to the hotel after supper. And we were, my mom was kind of talking to me about that, and I was like, I've been thinking about that too. And it's amazing how God can use people. And then how it can make me think about it and go, you know, I was having that thought myself. And especially as we're getting into the holiday season now, and some of us might not have a certain loved one, could be that the reason they're not there at the family table for Thanksgiving or Christmas. You know, some of it could be that maybe they're fighting overseas, or maybe they're out, you know, keeping the streets safe from crime. And I say thank you to all, to not just say yes, the veterans and those who are active duty military, but also to our police force, our city police, our state police, county sheriffs, even, you know, here, there, and everywhere, you know, regardless of where you may be listening from. Not just here in Ohio, not just where I live in Michigan, but everywhere. And I just think, and you just imagine what it would be like if all the police just stayed home and thought, well, I don't know if I want to go in today. As police, we get shot at, we get ran into, you know, we get this and that and call things and all the different stuff that happens, you know. And in harm's way all the time. Don't know what might happen when you just do your job and write a ticket. Provided they were, because they were like driving out of line or whatever. But, you know, right, but, you know, when you try to write them a ticket and, you know, not knowing what might happen. But thank you to those of you who have continued to serve our communities, serve our states, and those of you in these other countries, you know, to these other places. Thank you for being peace officers. I say peace officers because in other countries they call them different things. And we need you because you help to keep order. And God said that he would have things decent and in order. And thank you that you have your part helping to keep order. And so thank you to all of you who do that, who serve in all these different capacities, as well as for those in green, and also for those, as well as those in blue. And we don't say that, you know, to make a light of, you know, the color of your uniform in any way at all. But we just mean, you know. No, thank God for you. And you shouldn't be like, and if you're a police officer, be proud of it. Be proud that you're having a role. Be proud of it. Don't just be, oh, I'm a police officer. I write up tickets when people speed. They sped past going 100 in a 55. And who knows why they're still alive. I mean, but no, you know, be proud that you're a police officer, you know, and what you do. Don't be afraid to tell them about Jesus. Don't. But I thank you to all law enforcement, veterans of our great country. We just had Veterans Day on Saturday. And for you Leatherneck, United States Marines, the Marines' birthday was, so to all of you who were in the Marines, I say, simplify. Oorah. Amen. Say, how do you know about that stuff? Well, you know about simplifying what that is. Well, my pastor was a Marine. Now, I don't say he's off to, I don't say, you know, that he's quote unquote off duty, still on duty as a general of the kingdom of God. So the way I would say this would be is he got transferred, you know, from being a high ranking Marine sergeant, high ranking general in that capacity, to being a, to then become, you know, as time went by, he's become a general in the kingdom of God. But he had to, you know, build it up and serve for some years first in order to be called a general. So for a time, even when he wasn't in the military, he couldn't be called a general yet. Because I almost said, you know, he became, went from being general of one directly to being, you know, but some time had to go by first. He had to prove himself first before he could be called a general. And I think I can now say he's a general. And thank God for him. So I want to remind you of a couple things that I always try to remind you about before I sing a couple songs and then get into the word few minutes tonight. And what I remind you about real quick, Rivers of Miracles is the story of my life and how great God's been. And though he has been so faithful to us over the years, he's been so faithful. And he's never given up on us. There hasn't been a day that he wasn't by on our side. Never. You know what else? There won't be. And I just know on my behalf. You know what else? He's going to move on your behalf as you ask him to. As you ask for God to guide you, he will help you. But it won't come without you asking, without you believing. But go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to you. That is R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com. So please, if you would, make yourself available to that. And I would greatly appreciate that very much. Another thing that I want to remind you about is the PayPal. And I want to thank those of you who have sown seed into that. There's a PayPal. You know, as you sow your seed, you know, think about what it is that you're believing God to do on your behalf. So it's always great when you can think of, what am I sowing my seed for? What am I sowing it towards? What is it that I want God to do on my behalf? So you got to have that in your mind. What is it that you're believing for God to do on your behalf? And let your requests be known. Be specific. Don't just sit there and be like, I want whatever he has for me. You know, that's great to have it, but when you're sowing a seed because you're believing God for something, be specific. You know, what is it you want? What is it you're believing for? What is it that you need? And you can sow believing God for that. Amen. And the verse that I want to give you tonight, when I'm thinking about that, is, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's what it's based on. Not based on all these other metrics, economic metrics. Not according to what the stock market's doing. Up, down, sideways, left ways, right ways, whatever ways. Nope. It's a constant. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his living glory. That's what my Bible says. Amen. And so, you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Program. And as you sow, we just use it to reach more people. That's what we do. And so I just thank God for what he's done, for what he's doing right now, for what he's going to do. And I just know that he will move on my behalf as I ask him to move. I just know that. I just know that for a fact. I do. And so, I don't take it for granted either. Amen. Now, what you do is you type in is Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. keep in mind, if you would please, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that is related to that, that I would want you to keep in mind, is that the first down Rivers blocked, as is the S in Shukla. Please make a note of that, if you would, please. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to sing a couple of songs, and then we'll pray and we'll get into the word of the Lord. I won't forget the wonder of how you are, the deliverance, the exodus of my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The cloud by day is a sign that you are with me. The fire by night is the answer of my heart. You found me, you freed me, you held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you stepped into my Egypt, you took me by the hand, you launched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God, I will sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of the Lord. You stepped into my Egypt, you took me by the hand, you launched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God, I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You're the God who fights for me, you have led me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. Oh, the joy I found rendering my crown at the feet of the King. I surrender everything, and oh, the peace that comes when I'm broken and undone and at the feet of the King. I can lift my voice and sing, you can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. Oh, the joy I found surrendering my crown at the feet of the King. I surrender and all the peace that comes when I'm empty and undone at the feet of the King. I can lift my voice and sing, you can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. You can have it all. You can have it all. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I build myself up as I pray in the Spirit. Lena nama 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 neshi lema nama lena nama 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 lena nama no strema nama 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 lena nama 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 lena nama 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 no she lema nama nama lena nama nama no lema nama sama masi katrema nama 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 baba nama nama. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every one of these listeners. Thank you for this time tonight that we have to study your word. I thank you, Lord God, that as we open up the word of God tonight and read from it, I thank you that these lives are changed. Thank you that you know what it is that these listeners need. I know, Lord God, that you know what it is that they need. And I know, Lord, that you will do it for them. In your name, Jesus, because I know that you know what they need. And I know that you are faithful. I know that you will do it. I know it. And I just thank you, Master, that you just meet every need, that you would heal their bodies, strengthen their minds, fix everything that needs fixed. There right now in your mighty name of Jesus. And I know that you will do it for them as they call out to you, as they believe in you. In Jesus' name. And now I make my confession over this program. I claim that in your name that finances come in, that more and more listeners tune into this program, that sponsors come into this program. Most importantly, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, because of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. If you brought your Bible with you, or you have a device with a Bible app on it, open it up, please. And if you would, please go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Woo! Amen. Hebrews 6. And we'll see what all God has for us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Just giving you a minute to find it. You know, there's two sounds that a pastor loves to hear. Now, some of these a pastor might not hear as much of this anymore because of thanks to the digital age. But we used to say there was two sounds that a pastor loved to hear. One of them, pages turning. Another one, the other one, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. You know, hopefully you're still doing something, one of those two at least. Yeah. Pastor knows, pastors can hear it either way, like when they're taking an offering and checks are being ripped out of checkbooks. Yeah, you know how to spell million. Amen. Hebrews 6, going to begin with verse 1. And it says here, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. For God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because by their loss they are crucified, the Son of God all over again, and subjecting him to public disgrace. when I'm at risk in the rain of the falling on it, and that produces crop useful to those for whom it is ground receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Verse 13, when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves. And the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. Did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor, firm and secure, and enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So we see here in what we read about tonight, we see here, You know, when he made his promises, you don't have to sit here and wonder, is he good for it or is he not? Is he good for it or is he not? You know, will he do what he says or is he just talking? No, he said it. He made a promise, you know, and that he would do what it was that Abraham was looking for, as he had made his petition to God, as he was wanting a child. And, you know, Sarah was barren. She was 90 years old. And, you know, people when they're, you know, in their 80s and 90s, generally their past childbearing age, you know, and they hadn't had children yet, you know, in this day and age, some of these people would have thought down the beach right now. I haven't had kids yet. I wish I could, but I guess I won't. Nope. They kept believing. They kept believing. And they were, you know, believing God. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son in her old age. She made a promise. God made a promise. He swore by himself. He made an oath to Abraham. There was no one more powerful than God. There is no one more powerful than God. And so he basically said, you know, I'll promise you this, Abraham. As you believe, it shall be done. And Sarah became pregnant, gave birth to Isaac and Ishmael. When I was little, I used to have this thought when I would be reading, you know, or hearing, when I'd be hearing in my Bible, Ishmael. You know what it sounded like to me? Oatmeal. I don't know why it did, but it did. Isaac and oatmeal. So maybe for some of your parents thinking about, you know, how will my little kids remember the name Ishmael? Think of this. It sounds a little bit like oatmeal. It does. It kind of does. But anyhow, you know, don't know what kind of oatmeal you like to eat. That's beside the point. But my point is, Abraham was believing God for something. Sarah wanted to have children. You know, generally, you know, they were thinking, you know, generally at our age, we don't have children, you know, I mean at our age. And she's like, what, at my age? You don't have a child at my age? You know, God did it for them. They will believe in God for a child. But he didn't just have one. He had two children. And then, you know, in the course of time, Isaac becomes father of Jacob. Jacob has 12 sons. Just goes on from there. That's kind of where we get the song, you know, the kid's song that we used to sing back in the day. Father Abraham had many sons, had Father Abraham, you know, and we would say, I'm one of them, so are you. So we praise the Lord, you know, left arm, right arm, you know, and all these different motions and all the different, you know, cheesy little motions you're supposed to do. But anyhow, you know, they were asking God. God kept his promise. And you're, you know, doing what you should be doing, you know, praying to God, asking him. Keep believing. Don't stop believing. No, I am not quoting a certain singer group out of Detroit. That was from Detroit or whatever. Don't stop believing in God. Don't stop believing. Keep confessing. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. And we keep confessing by things like, by his stripes I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed going in and blessed going out. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the father of many nations. You know, whatever it is that you've been God for to do on your behalf, and you line up your confession to that. And you line up your belief system to that. And whatever it is, for whatever it is that you believe in God for in your life. And I just showed you a couple of good examples of what good godly confession sounds like, you know, based on different things that you face, you know, different things that you'd be believing for God to do on your behalf. And God loves his children. He does. He cares for us. You know, more, even more so than what, imagine your natural parents. God cares for you even more than that. He does. He loves his children. Those of us who are born again, spirit-filled, you know, water baptized, we are children of God. You don't ever come to become adults of God, though you may be adults if you are. You can't even become God's grandpa. No. Yeah, I mean, really? I can't be God's grandpa? Nope. Can't. Mom, I've been trying to find a verse that says I'm God, that says, you know, for an old person, that might say, I am God's grandpa. I can't see it. No, I'm not going to sing on my own grandpa either. I'm not. I mean, I think it's funny, but I'm not going to sing it tonight. But, you know, we're children of the Most High God. Children. Not grandchildren. Children of the Most High God. You know, but not every person on earth is. But, you know, those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are children of the Most High God. And you may say, you know, find yourself saying, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I feel like some things I've been believing God for, he hasn't moved yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. I'm not sure that I'm a winner or not. I'm a loser. I'm this, I'm that. No, you're a child of the Most High God. You're a child of the Most High God. You know, you're born again. You're spirit-filled. You've been fire-baptized. And that's what I've been. You know, that's what I say over myself. I don't say all that other stuff over myself, the kind of stuff of, you're not going to make it. You know, I'm not sure. Well, you'll ever get healed. That's not the stuff I say to myself. I don't allow myself to say that kind of stuff over myself. I know better. Because I know it's not what God's made me to be. I know I'm healed of the Lord. I know he's not done with me. He won't be done with me. He's going to keep on moving on my behalf. And you know what? He will move for you too. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight that I brought forth, that these listeners will take it and that they will believe in you, that they'll realize your promises are yes and amen, and that, you know, that in you they can have what it is that they believe you for. regardless of the circumstance. And you can still move on their behalf, even when the circumstances seem kind of odd, like with Abraham and Sarah, when they're 90 years old. They're like, how are we going to have children? But you moved on them. Thank you, Lord God, that you will move on the behalf of each and every listener, regardless of those circumstances that could make it seem harder. But I know, Lord God, you're faithful, and we'll move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody. Wait. Heavenly Father, I pray over their soul, your souls, pray over the souls of every one of these listeners. I pray in your name, Jesus, that these listeners that don't know you, may they confess you into their heart right now and have their sins commuted from hellfire to heaven. And not have to go to hellfire, but they can seek you, and they can find you, and they can decide for once and for all to have you in their life, Jesus, and to know that you, Jesus, will move mightily on their behalf. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your matchless name, amen and amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.